This is Larry Van Alst, host of the Sonoma Report on CRN Digital Talk Radio. Tune in to CRN One on Wednesday evening to find out what's cooking on wine. Winemakers, vintners, professional wine judges, and a long list of luminaries from Northern California wine country are here to give you the latest scoop on what's tasting good right now and what's looking good in the future. That's the Sonoma Report, Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, here on CRN Digital Talk Radio.
Folks, you know by now that we don't cry wolf. When I tell you what I'm going to tell you about this next hour, you can take it to the bank. I'm Barry Farber. If you listen to this next hour, if you're a typical American, typical educated, politically sentient American, your concept of Islam, jihad, and the war on terror will be turned completely upside down. It's this, what a pyramid of valuable information awaits us. I just hope I can hack at it successfully and jam as much information into this hour as I possibly can. Our guest has a lot more. His name is Lowell Gallen. Was an American, is now an Israeli. I don't know about the citizenship. He made Aliyah. I've been reading his emails for the past half decade from Israel. But the point is, he's written a book, a major book, that, as I say, turns what we think we know about Islam, jihad, and the war on terror upside down, inside out. The title of his book is Cracking the Quran Code, God's Land, Torah and People, Covenants with Israel in the Quran and Islamic tradition. Lowell, where do we start? A lot of people just view Islam as a bunch of Islamic murderers out to kill everybody, mostly Jews and Christians, you know, mostly Americans, and not every Muslim does that or wants that, but they're intimidated. They sort of stay in the background, and there's no counterforce to fight that. Your turn.
Well, hi, Barry. First, thank you for inviting me on your program. The last time I worked with you was when I was your producer 21 years ago. It's exciting to be a guest on the show I produced for you.
It's exciting for me too, Lowell. Welcome.
Thank you. And I would like to begin by giving credit where credit is due. I wrote Cracking the Quran Code over a 3.5-year period in honor of and based on the teachings of Dr. Asher Eder of Jerusalem, Israel, and Sheikh Abdul Hadi Palazzi of Rome, Italy. So anything I'm going to share with you, I have to give credit to my teachers and others, such as Ralph Peters and John Loftus, whose endorsements appear on the back of the book.
I'm a big admirer of both of them, so you are well-credentialed. Now, Cracking the Quran Code is the title, but let's crack the American mindset that they're all out there, either all out to get us or they're intimidated by those who are out to get us, and there's no countervailing force within Islam.
Okay, a good way to begin that is with a roll of honor of Muslim-majority nations, which exist right now, they're out there, that are strongly pro-American and pro-Israel, and have strong diplomatic, political, economic, social, and religious relationships with the state of Israel. And let's
Wait. Before you name them, just say that again. That was wonderful music. Just repeat that sentence. Pretend I didn't hear you.
Roll of honor. Let us name the Muslim-majority nations that are pro-American and pro-Israel. Today, right now, this is not a virtual reality. This is firepower.
Oh, wow. Stay right there. And may I just call the book Cracking the Quran Code, and your chosen transliteration spelling is Q-U apostrophe. Most people say K-O-R-A-N. You prefer Q-U R apostrophe A-N. So if you're looking for the book Cracking the Quran Code, Quran is Q-U-R apostrophe A-N by Lowell Gallen, G-A-L-L-I-N.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange ruffy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
There's a scene early in the movie Gone with the Wind where they're having, oh, a real cotillion, a real ball at Tara, the great plantation down in Georgia, and all the sisters were fair, and all the brothers were valiant, and the uniformed rebel cadets were bragging about, oh, they were lusting for war with the North. They were saying things like, one rebel can take on two Yankees, and the other one said, one rebel can take on four Yankees, and the third one said, you all are, whatever they said in place of wimps in the Civil War period, one of us can take on 10 Yankees, and Clark Abel walked into the little library where they were having this spirited pep rally for war and said, shut up. You're all ignorant. Shut up. If we have war with the North, we will lose. They have a navy. We don't. They will blockade our ports. We will be eating our own cotton. And I sort of imagined myself playing that role when I said and have said over the years, just about what Lowell Gallen says, but I don't know as much as he knows. He's really, where I know one fact, he knows 189, and they're more up to date. But I'm going to turn the role of Clark Gable over to you, Lowell. Go ahead and call the honor roll of Muslim majority nations that are pro-America, pro-Israel, pro-freedom. Go ahead.
Here we go. Let's start with the former Muslim republics of the Soviet Union, which we know disappeared on December 31st, 1991. Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Turkmenistan, Tajikistan, and Uzbekistan. Within about 1 year, most of these nations had established diplomatic relations with the State of Israel. And the presidents of three of those nations made state visits to Jerusalem. None of this Tel Aviv business, to Jerusalem. These are nations which have old, established Jewish communities, which more or less had a good experience with their Muslim neighbors. And then you can look at Turkey.
Wait. You say in cracking the Quran code that there are daily flights from Tashkent, Uzbekistan, to Israel.
Right. There are daily flights Sunday through Thursday. I don't think it includes Shabbat. From Tashkent, the capital of Uzbekistan, to Tel Aviv. Mm. And you can add into that Turkey, not the ruling party, which is a Muslim Brotherhood party and very dangerous, but the Turks, the first two nations, the first two Muslim nations to recognize the new state of Israel were Turkey, in 1949, Sunni Muslim majority Turkey, and Shiite Muslim majority Iran. So you have from the I have a chapter in the book called From the Bosphorus to the Borders of China. Let me just look it up here. From the Bosphorus to the Borders of China, 128,670,000 friends. The pro-Jewish, pro-Israel, ethnic Turkic, Sunni Muslim majority nations of the Middle East, Turkey, the Caucasus, Azerbaijan, and Central Asia, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan, Uzbekistan. Then we can move over to the Balkans, where we have Albania. I didn't know until shortly before I left the United States from my friend Chaim Pekowicz, who is both a Serbian and an Israeli Jewish nationalist. You mentioned citizenship. I have American and Israeli citizenship, and that's a dual loyalty which works in a synergistic way. There's no conflict there, not with the real America. And with Chaim, he told me, he said, Albania, and I didn't know this, and I know a little bit after 3.5 years of researching this, but we have a nice problem. There are really a lot of friends out there, and I'm just starting to get to know them, and happy to share that with you and your listeners. Chaim said to me that the only country in Nazi-occupied Europe where the Jewish population increased from the beginning to the end of World War II was Albania. The Albanian Muslims and their Christian neighbors, because about 30% the Eastern Orthodox and 70% Muslim, saved all the Jews of Albania and took in Jewish refugees from Macedonia and other places. And to complete the role of honor...
Wait, before you leave Albania, I've always been a big Albania fan, and I'm well aware of what you're saying. We've interviewed Albanians on the subject. Do you know why they did what they did? It wasn't like Denmark, where they saved the Jews because they just detested Nazism. Albania was an enthusiastic Axis ally. We were told they were invaded and conquered by Mussolini. They hated their own king, Zog. They hated their own government. They hugged and kissed the Italians when they came in. Italy built modern Albania, the railroads, downtown Tirana, the capital. But when the Germans came and said, we want your Jews, there are still tribal chieftains in the mountains of Albania today in Europe. And when they heard that interlopers like the Germans were asking Albanians to turn over other Albanians, they sent the word down the mountain. Not one single Albanian of any religion will be turned over. And when Sali Berisha, the first post-communist democratically elected president of Albania, came to New York, I was at a table at the banquet honoring him with one of the women you were talking about, but she wasn't from neighboring Macedonia and Serbia who just lucked out and got across the mountain into Albania. She was from Vienna and had heard what the Albanians were doing. None of the other Jews believed it. She did, made her way to Albania, and survived World War II.
That's incredible. Mm-hmm. You're alluding to another subject which isn't part of tonight's program, but I just want to mention in one sentence that it is a strange fact of history that all of Hitler's allies, the Finns, the Italians, the Japanese, and now you've mentioned the Albanians, they weren't exactly allies, but these nations have a role of honor for saving Jews, whereas, strangely, the Anglo-Celtic nations, Canada, America, England, have a very problematic record of not bombing the death camps, not taking refugees before, during, and after the war, even to fulfill the minimal quotas. But I don't want to go into that now. That's another book I'll write at another time.
Well,
others have written about it.
Promise me you'll include a country that we thought was more pro-Nazi than Hitler's official allies, and that was Franco-fascist Spain. An Orthodox rabbi, and I have this book, and I hope I can see you and lend it to you. He did a study when the 25-year period after the war ended and the Spanish papers were released, Spanish diplomatic papers, he came to the conclusion that Spain's only foreign policy objective in World War II was to save the lives of as many Jews as possible. The minute the Nazi plan for the Jews became apparent, Franco, he didn't have a Senate and a House, he, you know, ruled by decree, and he passed a decree saying anyone who was Jewish within the past 500 years, meaning before the Inquisition and they were expelled, anybody who had Spanish citizenship in his heritage from the 1400s was today considered a Spanish citizen protected by Spanish law and Spanish passports. You cannot. The rabbi went country by country detailing how the Spanish policy worked. But take a look at Franco Spain when you do the next book. But meanwhile, there's so much in this book, and we'll quit diverging and get right back to cracking the Quran code. That's Qur'an. Cracking the Quran Code by a man I'm proud to have had professional association with, Lowell Gallin, G-A-L-L-I-N.
Hi, I'm Howard Dvorkin, the founder of Consolidated Credit. For almost two decades, Consolidated Credit has helped millions of Americans just like you. We've helped nurses and doctors. We've helped police officers and firefighters. We've helped homemakers and home builders. We've helped over 5 million people suffering from credit card debt. And now we want to help you.
Consolidated Credit is the one company you can trust. Our exclusive Freedom Quest program can help you find options and solutions to your financial challenges. We can consolidate and reduce your monthly payments by up to 50%, save you thousands in interest and fees, and help you get out of debt fast. Call Consolidated Credit now. 1-800-745-2715. 1-800-745-2715. That's 800-745-2715. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Licensed by New York State Banking Department. Licensed debt management service provider, Maryland 49. Licensed by Vermont Department of Banking, Insurance, Securities, and Healthcare Administration. Oregon registration number DM80031.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free. You'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. That's 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher just for donating. So call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618. Call now, 1-800-785-9618.
When's the last time you were at a supper club? Well, come to Angelo's and Vinci's Supper Club. Enjoy an evening of dinner and dancing beneath the twinkling lights and disco ball. A live DJ will spin big band swing and Latin ballroom music plus much more. It's romantic. Every Friday night from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. in Fullerton, California at Angelo and Vinci's Supper Club. 714-879-4022 for reservations. We're located at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. It's Angelo and Vinci's restaurant for great food, great fun, and our new Angelo's and Vinci's Supper Club. Dinner, dancing, twinkling lights, a live DJ, and much, much more. Plus, incredible food and great drink. Every Friday night, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. at Angelo and Vinci's restaurant at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022.
Lowell Gallen is the author of Cracking the Quran Code. I guess Cracking the Quran Code would help you find it in any bookstore. But if you go online, I just want to make sure you know the spelling of Quran. It can be translated, you know, since it's an Arabic word, can be transliterated, spelled in English, several different ways. And the way that Lowell Gallen prefers in his book, Cracking the Quran Code, is Q-U-R-A-N. I think it's time to get back to a quote by Walter Lippmann, 1955. Public opinion is always wrong, he says, much too intransigent in war, much too yielding in peace, insufficiently informed, lacking the specialized knowledge upon which lucid judgments can be based. Wow. He could have been talking about Lowell Gallen's book, Cracking the Quran Code. We do not have sufficient knowledge. I hope you're soaking it up right now. Majority Muslim nations, pro-Israel, pro-Jewish, pro-America, pro-freedom. And I think I body blocked you when you were in the Balkans and headed for Africa, naming the honor roll of these countries.
Okay. My turn?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. To conclude our roll of honor. And before we do, I want to say to your listeners that these nations have large worldwide diasporas with extensive representation in the United States. I would encourage Jewish organizations and the Israeli government, if they're not doing so already, and if they are doing so, to intensify outreach to these groups. These are groups that think highly of Jews and Christians as what the Quran calls people of the book. The spelling, Q-U-R-A-N, the English spelling, is one preferred by Muslims and was recommended by my teacher, Sheikh Palazzi. So, this is a book about Muslims who are pro-American and pro-Israel. So, in honor to them, I use the transliteration into English that they prefer.
All right. Now, if you think I'm going to let you change the subject before you get to those African countries, you're mistaken.
Okay.
The honor roll includes two Muslim African nations that you say subsidize Christian pilgrimages to Israel.
Right. That's what I'm coming to.
Go ahead.
Well, one of them does. One of the two nations, one is much bigger than the other. One is Nigeria and the other is Sierra Leone. Nigeria is half and half Christian, half and half Muslim, but a little bit more Muslims than Christians, so it's Muslim majority. They have a lot of oil money. And the government does good things with that money in that it subsidizes the pilgrimages of its Muslim citizens who can't afford it otherwise to Mecca and Medina, the holy cities of Islam, and subsidizes the pilgrimages of its Christian citizens to Eretz Yisrael.
Meaning the land of Israel.
The land of Israel.
Okay.
In Sierra Leone, I read a wonderful article in the Jerusalem Post about the Knesset Christian Allies Caucus had a rally for Israel in Sierra Leone, which is a Muslim-majority country. And they were surprised that when the Knesset Christian Allies Caucus had this rally, 77% of the participants, I don't know how they came up with the number 77 as opposed to 75 or 80, 77% of the cheerleaders for Israel at the rally were Muslims.
This is,
when you start adding up the numbers for these nations, you got a lot of foot soldiers. You got a lot of firepower, economic, political, military, social, and religious.
Yeah. Now,
it should be harnessed. It's there. People should know about them.
And they're not just sporadic individuals sprinkled like salt and pepper here and there. They are nations. And the question says, well, wait a minute, why are we learning this from Lowell Gallen on the Barry Farber show close to Christmas time and on the last night of Hanukkah in the year 2010? The reason is extremely interesting. Are you aware that what most of you consider Chinese food is food from one little corner of one province in China only, the Toisan region of Kwantung, Canton Province, because that's where the Chinese workers came who built the railroad. Now, in other words, if Americans had, from Charleston, South Carolina, had built the railroads of Europe, they would think chitlins and barbecue and hush puppies and collard greens was American cuisine. Now, what's the purpose of that analogy right here? It just so happens that the Muslims who are out to kill us and get us and maim us and destroy us, they have the oil, they are a minority, they have the power. And Lowell Gallen correctly says, hey America, hey Israel, get up and aid the other side that wants to be on your side, but they are overpowered with firepower, oil power, money power, and cruelty power. We'll be right back.
Hey, radio fans, don't miss your favorite talk shows. You can hear CRN almost anywhere on crntalk.com. At work, on your laptop, through your phone. High-quality, stimulating talk programming is only a click away. Log on to crntalk.com right now and find out how to download your favorite show to your iPod, get show schedules, or just listen live. The world moves too fast not to bring CRN with you. crntalk.com. Great talk radio whenever and wherever you want it.
Have you heard the news that your government has bailed out Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac? And Hometown Financial has been authorized to offer new Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac mortgage rates that are starting a new refi boom.
Rates are now in the fours. That means lower interest and lower payments for you. The government is stepping in, and Hometown Financial is the place to call to get you in line to receive a lower interest rate and lower your monthly payments. Again, rates are now in the fours, so you need to call today. Call 800-523-1881 to get in line for lower rates. Be first to call. This will not last. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Do not miss out. Rates will never be this low again in your lifetime. Call 800-523-1881. That's 800-523-1881. Not calling today will cost you thousands. So call now. 800-523-1881.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home, and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone right now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-669-8954. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-669-8954. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and Protect Your Home license numbers. Call now, 1-866-669-8954. That's 1-866-669-8954.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're gonna have to trust me on this one.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
When was the last time someone offered you a second chance to save thousands of dollars? If you owe the IRS or state at least $15,000, American Tax Relief is offering you a second chance to eliminate up to 85% of your delinquent taxes. Thousands of honest, hardworking Americans have turned to American Tax Relief for the help they need. Look, your tax problem isn't going to go away. In fact, it's only going to get worse unless you get help. Call 1-800-217-7965. Now you have qualified help in dealing with the IRS. This is the second chance you never had before to save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Get the second chance you deserve and save up to 85% on your delinquent taxes. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation to see how much money they can save you. Call 1-800-217-7965. Call American Tax Relief right now for your second chance. 1-800-217-7965. That's 1-800-217-7965. American Tax Relief.
I'm Barry Farber, Lowell Gallen, author of Cracking the Quran Code, Q-U-R-A-N. On our newsmaker line right now. Sarah is off tonight. I don't know what Lowell Gallen learned working for a year as my radio producer, but I wish I had learned more from him. Here's how he explains the difference between Al-Qaeda and the Muslim Brotherhood. He says, Al-Qaeda believes in murder and murder. The Muslim Brotherhood believes in talking and murder.
Right.
Fill that out.
Okay, just a note before we continue, the book is, in a few weeks, the book will be available from any online or brick-and-mortar retailer. At the moment, it is available directly from Lulu.com as a print or ebook. So the person who hears this can't go into Barnes & Noble's tomorrow to get it, but in about 3 weeks they will be able to do that. That's one point. The second is, before we come to who's blowing up the world, and we'll get there very quickly, I want to mention one other group that is a potential tremendous friend of Jews in Israel and America, least expected. The Pathans, the Pashtun. There are 49 million Pathans in the world, half of them up in the mountains of Afghanistan and Pakistan. The Taliban are ethnic Pathans who follow a, I'm not going to mention the name yet, we'll get to that, the bad guy's theology. And the Pathans have a remarkable tradition, which some people are aware of, and will be the subject of my next book, The Return of the Pathans. The Pathans believe that they are descended from the lost tribes of Israel. And it's important to know that they take this belief very seriously. It's not some esoteric belief not related to their identity. It's important to their identity. And I first learned this from a Pathan whose book I have right here, Masood Farivar, was the energy reporter for several years for Dow Jones, Confessions of a Mullah Warrior. I read an essay he wrote in the Wall Street Journal around 1999. I contacted him, and I was embarrassed to ask the question. I thought he'd think I believed the earth was flat. I said, Masood, is it true that you Pathans believe you're descendants from the lost tribes of Israel? And his answer was, yes, what about it? That's very important to us. And I found from talking to other Pathans that they believe that too. On the back cover of the book is an endorsement from Fazal Urrahman Afridi, a Pathan, a Muslim Pathan in Paris, and his full review of the book appears as the first two pages. Navrasjat Afridi, a Pathan, spoke in my lecture series in Jerusalem. He came to study in Israel for a year. We'll get back to this another time, because you have a powerful way to talk to these people, much more powerful than the control that the enemy has over them, because this is an ancient tradition going back for them 2,600 years. And that kind of power, money can't buy. Law firms and PR firms and advertising firms, with all their magic, they're no match for this. So let's leave that. You want to get to the bad guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go. When I'm going to share with you and your listeners, I learned primarily from Sheikh Abdul Hadi Palazzi.
By the way, I've been following your emails about him over the years. He is a pro-Israeli militant Muslim imam based in Rome.
Right. Stephen Emerson, the world-famous counterterrorism investigator, said in an interview from the Aspen Institute Berlin, perhaps the most courageous Muslim cleric in the world today is Sheikh Palazzi. I agree with that. And Sheikh Palazzi was recently the guest of Professor Erwin Cutler at the Global Forum on Anti-Semitism in Ottawa. And when he was introduced in one forum, with polite words, Fiamma Nierenstein, a member of the Italian parliament who was there, said, no, that's very nice, but let's be more explicit. Sheikh Palazzi is our hero, quote unquote. And he is. Sheikh Palazzi, and what I'm going to share with your listeners, I learned from my teacher. My teachers are Muslims. My teachers are Pathans. I wrote this book for them. Chapter 2 is his address to the International Conference on Countering Suicide Terrorism at the Institute for Counterterrorism of the Interdisciplinary Center in Herzliya, held from February 20 to 23 in the year 2000, a year and a half before 9/11. And in his address, Sheikh Palazzi sets out the E equals MC square of who's blowing up the world. Now we come to it. But before we do, Barry, you want to add anything before we get to the executioners?
I can't add any. It would be like putting a greasy fingerprint on a Rembrandt painting in the Louvre for me to try to add anything to what you're saying. Just keep going.
Okay, here we go. Ground zero for global mass murder is Saudi Arabia. 99% of global Muslim, put Muslim in quotes, mass murder is Wahhabi mass murder. The state religion of Saudi Arabia is the Wahhabi religion. Wahhabis, as they are called by Sunnis and Shiites, call themselves Salafis. Most of the well-known Muslim, quote-unquote, mass murder groups are Wahhabi in theology and Saudi Arabian, Kuwaiti, and Gulf State in funding. A little bit of this came out on the front pages of the New York Times and I suppose many other American newspapers a few days ago about the WikiLeaks, where Secretary of State Clinton said, oh my, they just are not helping us control the flow of money to the terror groups. Folks, that is not the reality. This is not like you give to the United Way and I give to the Salvation Army. This is state-sponsored terror coming from the ruling families, the Al Saud in Arabia and the Al Sabah in Kuwait and all the other little sheikdoms down, not the other way around. They don't control it because they're doing it. Now let's name some of those groups. People know them. Al-Qaeda, the Muslim Brotherhood, the Taliban, and Hamas. Who's who and what's what? Al-Qaeda's approach is murder and murder, like Barry said. The Muslim Brotherhood, under the command of Sheikh, quote-unquote Sheikh Yusuf al-Qaradawi in Qatar, is a group that believes in talking and murder. It's okay to have dialogues to deceive your enemy as you get ready to slice off their heads with dirty knives on videos in slow motion like Daniel Pearl.
Stay right there. I am enraptured, and I just wish we had an awful lot more time. Lowell Gallen is not just a journalist who took a few weeks off and researched this. He lives it. I know him. I'm very excited by his revelations and his book, Cracking the Quran Code. Be out in about 3 weeks in bookstores. Quran, Cracking the Quran Code.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flare, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
CRN travelers, relax at the beautiful Fountain Grove Inn and Conference Center in Santa Rosa, California. Come to quality and come to luxury. Experience the newly renovated guest rooms. They're generously sized and they're decorated in the Tuscan tradition. They have great, incredible pillow top mattresses, luxurious linens, and down-filled comforters. The Fountain Grove Inn also offers complimentary Wi-Fi and internet access. There's warm cookies and coffee every evening in the hotel lobby, and you can visit the newly remodeled Equus Restaurant and Equus Lounge with its new wine bar. It's the ideal place to relax and enjoy a glass of wine, and watch our What's Cookin' on Wine show on CRN with host Larry Van Alst on Wednesdays. It's the Fountain Grove Inn, Hotel, and Conference Center, located in the heart of Sonoma wine country. It's easily located in Santa Rosa, off the 101 Fountain Grove Parkway exit. Call 707-578-6101. That's 707-578-6101, or visit fountaingroveinn.com.
Barbara Lowell Gallen, author of Cracking the Quran Code, has given us the role of honor. Things you never heard of, Muslim majority countries on our side. Of course, the killer question is, why do we learn about them so late? Why don't we know about them? If they're there, why don't they make themselves known? Why don't they ever win a battle? Why do we know only about the bad guys and wind up thinking that all Muslims are either bad guys or sort of terrified, silent non-entities? Lowell, please continue.
Okay, so we went, in our role of dishonor, we went over Al-Qaeda under the leadership of Osama bin Laden, assuming he's still even alive. The Muslim Brotherhood under Sheikh Yusuf al-Qaradawi of Qatar. Now we come to Hamas, which is the Palestinian, quote-unquote, branch of the International Muslim Brotherhood. And a note there, real peace between the children of Israel and the children of Ishmael in the land of Israel, in my opinion, will only come tribe by tribe, clan by clan, family by family, because that's how the Arab and Muslim world is structured. You can create all the Potemkin Village fantasy front organizations you want, but there's a disconnect. You take it tribe by tribe, clan by clan, family by family, village by village. There are those in the land of Israel who stand with the Jewish people, and there are those who don't. That's how their society is structured. Now, then we come to the last group. We mentioned the Pashtun, the Pathans. And here, as the expression goes, it gets personal, because I believe their traditions, that they're descended from the lost tribes of Israel. That makes them my relatives. The Taliban are ethnic Pathans who follow a form of the Wahhabi religion known as Deobandism, named after a city in northern India, Deoband, where Wahhabi missionaries set up shop at the end of the 19th century. Who are the Taliban? Afghanistan was plunged into war and chaos in 1979 with a communist takeover, the Soviet invasion. In 10 years, there was genocide and mass murder there. 1.3 million people were murdered. Hundreds of thousands more maimed and wounded. That's what the Soviet Union did. They don't play by NATO's rules. They didn't try to minimize casualties. Millions of people displaced into Iran and Pakistan. The brunt of the fighting borne by the Pashtun. But not only, there was Ahmad Shah Massoud, the Lion of Panjshir, who was not a Pathan. And 2 days before 9/11, two Wahhabi suicide bombers posing as journalists snuck in for an interview and blew him up, because they are basically cowardly people, and the Pathans have no respect for them. Massoud Faravar, who was a holy warrior from a distinguished family of warriors and Sufi saints and sheikhs, writes about how they felt about the Arab volunteers who came among them. Why is that personal? Because what the Wahhabi murder masters did, who came in from Saudi Arabia and the Gulf states with recycled petrodollar profits, is they took these orphan boys and they turned them into suicide murderers. It's totally manipulative. What I'd like to see NATO do? Stop fighting with the Taliban. Direct your fire at the, what do they call them, their yeshivas, the madrasas of northern, and Ralph tells me, Ralph Peters, southern Pakistan. Go liberate the camps. Free the kids. And as for the teachers, you'll know what to do with them, what the Soviets did when they liberated the death camps as they headed towards Berlin. They freed the people, and they took care of the guards, except for those identified, there were a few, by the inmates as having helped them. They existed too. There was always a few. Okay? So, these are your murderers. And in a role of honor, if people have tried to tell the world about this, there are books by Robert Baer. As Stephen Emerson wrote The American House of Sword, Dory Gold wrote Hatred's Kingdom, Craig Unger, a friend of John Loftus, also wrote on this subject. And as well, Stephen Emerson brought Sheikh Hisham Kabbani from the Naqshbandi Sufi Order, he's based in California, before 9/11, to testify at the State Department about what? The disconnect between the public face of Islam in the Western world and most of the Muslims in the Western world. 90% of the world's Muslim population is Sunni, 10% is Shiite. There aren't that many Wahhabis. But in 1926, the Al-Saud Bedouin tribe, which adopted the Wahhabi religion from their founder Wahhab in about 1750, drove the Bani Hashem, the Hashemites, out of Mecca and Medina and took them over. By 1933, they had occupied the Arabian Peninsula and proclaimed, the same year as Nazi Germany, the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. In the 1930s, American oil companies, which became Aramco, got more or less exclusive rights to handle the Saudi Arabian oil infrastructure, and it goes downhill from there. Most of your mosques, community centers, public interest organizations in the Western world are Wahhabi, funded by Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, and the Gulf states. And those recycled petrodollars pack a big wallet, because that money flows through Congress, both sides of the aisle, the media, academia. There's a reason why you haven't heard about this, but I hear we're coming for a commercial now.
Yeah, it also flows to former President Jimmy Carter. I'm just curious to know if Ground Zero of Islamic murder of Assad is Saudi Arabia, Why did our president bow to the king? And why did the Bush administration, why do all American administrations have such fawningly cordial relations with the House of Saud? We'll be right back with the finale. Wish there were many more minutes left, but there are a few. We'll invest them wisely with Lowell Gallen, author of Cracking the Quran Code, Quran, Cracking the Quran Code.
If you're a catheter patient on Medicare, you know how expensive it can be. Well, now there's Medical Direct Club, and we're here to help. If you're troubled by the messy procedure or worry about possible infections, Medical Direct Club has the solution for you. Join the thousands of satisfied customers who use our service by calling Medical Direct Club at 1-800-718-2358. Medicare used to pay for only 4 catheters a month. Now they pay for 200. These new catheters are easy to use and disposable. Use them once and throw them away. That's it. We will bill Medicare at little or no cost to you. Why wait? Join Medical Direct Club and we'll ship a catheter to your home for free. That's right. Call 1-800-718-2358 and get a free catheter today. That's 1-800-718-2358. Call Medical Direct Club now. Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter sample requires qualified enrollment.
Want to know how you can get the latest in consumer electronics for free? Then log on to
freeslide10.com
and find out how you can get a free brand-name laptop,
digital camera,
gaming console,
Apple iPad,
and much, much more.
That's right.
freeslide10.com is your spot for free items online.
I can't believe how easy it is.
Just go to freeslide10.com.
Complete a survey and participate in some amazing offers.
That's right.
freeslide10.com
is your source for the latest consumer electronics on the market. And you may be eligible to get them absolutely free. Just visit www.freeslide10.com.
It's crazy and totally legit.
Free Slide is the real deal, man.
Hey, what's better than free, right?
Don't delay. Today's offer will end at midnight tonight, so hurry and get yours today. And check back daily to see what other amazing electronics are available.
freeslide10.com
is your spot for free stuff on the web. Terms and conditions may apply, so see website for details. Hurry before today's product expires. Again, go to
freeslide10.com.
It's www.freeslide10.com.
The best age for your child to learn to read is during the first 5 years of life. Kathleen discovered this fact firsthand.
A friend of ours recommended the Your Baby Can Read series when we had our first child, Jacob. Never thought anything of it. We plopped him down in front of it.
Your Baby Can Read worked amazingly well.
When Jacob was 3 years old, he was reading at second grade level. He turned 5 in July, went to kindergarten, and in 3 weeks he was moved to first grade.
Kathleen knows it's no coincidence.
Because we have 3 children and all are reading on a high level, school is very easy. Straight A students, maybe 1 or 2 children, but all 3, probably a successful video. So bam, it worked.
Did Kathleen have to work at it?
No, I didn't have to do a thing. Your Baby Can Read definitely gives them a life skill that can never be taken away from them. It's been invaluable.
For a limited time, you can receive a completely risk-free trial of the Your Baby Can Read program. Call now and we'll also include 3 free learning gifts with your risk-free trial. Call 1-800-650-7380. 800-650-7380. 800-650-7380.
Lowell Gallen, author of the Cracking the Quran Code. Why do we know only about the bad guys in World War II? We knew about our side. We knew about their side. Same thing with the Civil War, the Korean War. Why is everything you're telling us so new?
Okay. In reality, most people in the West, the Muslims know the score. But why don't the rest of us know the score? Because it seems like we know about the bad guys. But notice the terminology that's used. Jihadis, Islamo-fascists, Islamo-Nazis. Does that give you an address? It's everywhere, it's nowhere. It's like saying instead of German Nazis, North European extremism. There's a reason for that, and it's money. Those petrodollars pack a punch. And billions of them flowing through the West by slaves, servants, a court of people and institutions who work with the Saudis, the Kuwaitis, and the Gulf states, who make money on the deal. It does not buy love and admiration, though the powerful and demonic Wahhabi religion does among the weak-minded. And there it's important to keep in mind that when you're dealing with religion, you have to fight black fire with white fire, bad religion with good religion. You can't fight it by giving people refrigerators. That's not how it works.
Lowell, forgive me, if there had been a superpower behind Japan's bombing of Pearl Harbor anniversary yesterday, America would not have bowed to their king, pretended not to notice, made money. We'd have taken them out. We'd have declared war on them when the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor, if they were obviously complicit. The Saudis, not just according to you, but every other expert, are obviously complicit. Why did President Barack Obama bow obsequiously to the king? And why did George Bush do everything except imposture the same way?
Money. And I know we have just a few minutes left, so let's go right for the jugular. The U.S. oil giants enjoy tax-free profits, umpteen times the cost of production, on their production of oil and oil-derived products from the Gulf states. Let's look at that. According to the 1949 Oil Depletion Allowance Act, which you will read about in Anthony Sampson's The Seven Sisters, and you can look up on the Internet, United States oil giants doing business in the Gulf states do not have to pay taxes on the profits from their oil operations abroad. And point number two, why will the United States never take direct control of the oil-producing regions in the Gulf? Because in order to take a barrel of oil that may cost a dollar at the source to produce and sell it for zillions of times the cost of production, you need to pretend to the people you're ripping off, the American consumer, that, well, what can we do? These nasty sheikhs and ruling families have decided to raise the price and or its mythical market forces as the ruling families and their partners in economic crime at our big oil companies laugh all the way to the bank. That's how it really works. It's all about money.
Wow.
And that is why you see our presidents kowtowing and bowing. It's about money. Big bucks.
I am so proud of you, Lowell, and I just hope your book enjoys the sale that it deserves. And I hope that at some point, somebody in the American government, maybe the Tea Party, they're not getting the oil money, they're uncorrupted. Maybe somebody will say, hey, folks, ground zero is where the tragedy occurred in New York City. But the ongoing ground zero of this murder is Saudi Arabia. How about a little shift in policy? And by the way, we're defending them. They wouldn't have their kingdom without us, would they?
No.
The book is Cracking the Quran Code, and that's Q-U-R-apostrophe-A-N, Cracking the Quran Code by, and I'm proud to know him and have worked with him, Lowell Gallin, G-A-L-L-I-N.